Hello and welcome to the 8th episode of HP Detectives. I am Alex, and Sam is out this week, so we have Liana with us.
Hi.
Today we will be talking about Minerva McGonagall. Minerva is just an interesting character. What do you think, Liana?
Yeah, she's really interesting. She is, 71, and she is the, she is, like, the leader of Gryffindor. She's there.
We're not sure about that anymore, because she might be, because she's headmistress now. Can she still be?
Yeah, I don't know.
I wonder.
Yeah, pretty interesting.
Yeah. Yeah. Her distinguishing characters are Professor McGonagall is distinguished by her square framed glasses and her black hair scratched back severely into a bun. She is a registered animagus, with her animal form being a tabby cat. We don't know much about her. We don't know her heritage, we don't know her family. Yeah. She was first mentioned in Chapter 1 of the Sorcerer's Stone. Which she's not mentioned as being Professor McGonagall. She's mentioned as being a cat who sits on a wall.
Yeah. And people are wondering what the cat's doing, like the Dursleys. They think it's really odd that the cat's just kind of, you know, sitting there. And it seems almost like the cat can actually hear what they're saying, which she actually can.
Yeah, and a cat looking at a road map.
Yeah, I mean, that's just, I mean, you don't see a cat doing that every day, do you?
No.
Yeah, so she's definitely a very distinguished character in the book.
Yeah, Minerva McGonagall is the headmistress of Hogwarts School of Witchcraft and Wizardry, succeeding her esteemed colleague Albus Dumbledore upon his death. It is not yet clear, however, if the school will reopen after the tragic events of Harry Potter's sixth year. If the school does not reopen, it seems that Gryffindor will be in need of a new head of house, and that the school may also need a new transfiguration teacher, seeing that she held both these positions. I never thought about how they need a new transfiguration teacher.
Yeah.
Minerva McGonagall is famous for two things. Firstly, she had a very strict, no-nonsense teacher of transfiguration held in respect and some fear by all the students. Secondly, she is an avid Quidditch fan. These are two facts demonstrating that the conflicting, sides of her personality. On one hand, she is strict and severe and unsmiling, while on the other, she longs for her house to be victorious in the trivial sporting event. Yeah. What do you think of Harry Potter, the movie and the book coming out in the same month?
I don't know. It's going to be really interesting because there's probably going to be a lot of, you know, like parties and openings for everything going on. So it's going to be very interesting.
Yeah, and I just hope, because I always thought it'd be neat for J.K. Rowling to put out something, to put out the book on 7707.
Yeah.
That sounded neat, and it totally messed up the prophecy. But I'm not sure if she'll do it now that the movie's already had its final release date.
Yeah.
I don't see. So, personally, I'm not very happy about it. But I'm looking at MuggleNet right now, and there's been 83,321 people have said that it'd be the best summer in history of the planet Earth and probably the universe too, and only 32,753 said I'd rather have their release spaced apart so I have one to look forward to after the other comes out. Yeah. I'll just be sad after the last book comes out. Because, yeah. Like, there'll be no more mysteries.
in Harry Potter.
Even though you'll keep on reading the books over and over, it's sort of like the story actually stops.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. In a way, so it's kind of very interesting.
Yeah. And then, like, sometimes I think about it, I'm like, I just get sad because there won't be any more Harry Potter.
I know.
Yeah. Yeah, Leona, you don't need to paint your walls. There's so many Harry Potter posters up.
Yeah, pretty much covering almost every section.
Yes, there
Not
is.
Not exactly, though.
Most.
I mean, Jennifer's walls are a little bit more covered than mine, but...
Hmm.
That's Jennifer.
Yeah. Also, we plan to be updating the HP Detectives website sometime soon. And how about this? You just send us and just drop us an email and tell us what you think. Do you think that it'd be better if they spaced the movies apart? Spaced the movie and the book apart? Or do you think it'd be better? I'm not sure what to think right now.
Yeah, it's kind of just a lot kind of being thrown at you.
Yeah.
You know, the movie's like, coming out, the book's coming out, so it's sort of like, okay.
Yeah, and I don't see, I don't like, it's like, it seems like, maybe it's because I'm hearing about it, but it seems like there's a lot of people who are just trying to get the Harry Potter books removed from school libraries.
I know, I've seen that everywhere, and every time I know. You know, read something like that, I'm just like, what? They can't do that, because two kids tried to drown themselves, like, went looking for the Durmstrang ship and, like, drowned themselves in a lake.
That happened, like, 3 years ago.
I know, but
it's coming up again because people,
people just can't be that stupid. They have to have some kind of sense.
And then they're going over it again. In our city, there's people who, I was just reading, there's controversies here, like, one person wants to get it because they think it glorifies witchcraft. Or they, like, believe in Salem trials?
Yeah.
I don't know. And then another person, goes back and puts out in the news that it's what made her child get into reading. Which, personally, I know a bunch of people like that.
Yeah, I mean, shouldn't they be reading?
Mm-hmm. Just a few shout-outs. Thank you for joining our Frapper, Sanaya. Sorry if I pronounced your name wrong, from Romford, United Kingdom. Ben Heller from Attleboro, Massachusetts. Here, you want to try and read these people?
Right there.
Sorry about these names.
Yeah.
From London. Stefano from London.
Hannah from Indianapolis.
Nathan Smith. Dana Patterson. Amanda. Gwen Delaney. Melissa Childress, thank you for all of you who have joined our Frapper. If you want to join, you can just go to our website and click on the link that says "Where are you?" If you don't know what a Frapper is, it's pretty neat. You just put in your name, your email address, and your zip code. And it places you somewhere in that zip code. Basically places you anywhere, so you can be there, and then we can know where our fans are. Personally, I think it's pretty neat having fans in 3 countries.
Yeah, that's really awesome.
Mm-hmm. Most of the English-speaking countries we have fans in. Just send us your Wombat scores if you guys did Wombat. I'd be interested in seeing what you guys got. Personally, I missed it because I was on vacation that weekend, so I didn't check J.K. Rowling's website. But I've been checking ever since because I've heard it was just good, and apparently there's gonna be a second one. Do you even know what wombats are, Leona?
Nope.
Wombats are this quiz that J.K. Rowling put on her website.
Oh, cool.
Mm-hmm. It's like this quiz about, and it stands for, wizard, what does it stand for? It stands for, anyways, about Minerva McGonagall. Yeah, she's a very interesting character. I'm not sure. Oh, it's Wizard Ordinary Magic and Basic Aperture Test. Is what Wombat is.
Cool.
Mm-hmm. And on our website, thanks to my dad, we have something. So when you run your cursor over one of the things, it flashes. It's pretty neat. Personally, I think.
Yeah, I went to your website a while ago, and my dad was just sort of like, yeah, I can tell this is kind of a beginning thing, and I'm just like, I think they're going to be updating it.
Yeah. Yeah, we've been trying to update a bunch. There's going to be a new composer for Harry Potter, for the next Harry Potter. David Yates, director of Harry Potter and the Order of Phoenix, has announced the appointment of his long-term friend, Nicholas Hooper, as a composer for the new Harry Potter movie. That's interesting. But, personally, I think whoever did the last one did really good ones.
Yeah, seriously.
And here's another one. Who's afraid of Harry Potter? Unless you are he who must not be spoken, I don't think you have anything to fear from Harry Potter. And yet, there appears to be a large number of people who have the irrational fear of Harry Potter, or, importantly, of witchcraft. I fear this is unfamable. I mean, what's wrong with witchcraft? If you read the copyright page, it says on it that it's fiction.
Yeah.
Can't people write fiction? I'm gonna go say, oh yeah, you can't have Amazon, but I mean, no, why say Amazon? I don't know. You can't have Aragorn. Because it glorifies that there's magic.
I mean,
it's just stupid.
What do they have against magic in the first place?
I know. Oh yeah, magic is really bad. I don't see what's wrong. There's also the Silly Muggles, Wizards for Children. I'd like to think Laura Malfoy, Mallory, for his, for speaking out, basically, is what this whole thing says. This is really weird, because this is all from our state. Yeah. It's all from Georgia. It's all about Georgia. Because it seems Prince Harry Potter will go to Iraq. M.O.D. What's this about? The Ministry of Defense has announced that Prince Harry Potter will indeed serve in front lines of battle zones. Speaking of the press conference this morning. Okay, this is stupid. No wonder. It's off deadbrain.com.
Yeah, I was looking at that. I'm sort of like, okay.
Yeah. Yeah. Don't go to Dead Brain. It's kind of a stupid thing. But back to McGonagall. So basically, what do you think of her?
Well, as we know, she's she has been head of Gryffindor House, and we're not sure if she's going to be the same person in the sixth book. And personally, I think that they're going to have the school back and running. And personally, I also think that Dumbledore might not be dead.
Oh, you don't? Well, last podcast, we're talking about a site called DumbledoreIsNotDead.com. And it's this guy who goes through everything in these books and tries to find ways. Personally, I think he's dead.
Yeah, I mean, it's really confusing, so we're just going to have to, you know, wait until the book comes out. But for right now, back to McGonagall. Yeah. She is a animagus, and she is a cat, as we find out in the first book.
Yeah.
She is very close with Dumbledore.
Yeah.
And, go ahead.
What I find very interesting, and I'm not sure how I would do it, is people doing bios on Dumbledore. Like, some will put to present, some will just put a blank there, because we don't know if he's dead.
Yeah.
I don't know. I don't want to be dead, but it just seems that falling from the astronomy tower would kill you.
Yeah. But, you know, when you get killed, you don't exactly go blasting off your feet. You just kind of drop dead, so.
But the thing is, he got pushed off the astronomy tower.
By who?
By Snape's spell.
I know, but usually, that's the killing spell. Usually, it doesn't actually, have so much force that it actually, throws you over.
Of course, also, it's weird that the Potter's house was destroyed.
Yeah,
the killing curse is not supposed to leave any mark.
No. He obviously wanted to at least kill them and then...
Yeah.
Felt like destroying their house.
I don't know.
Sounds like something Voldemort would do.
The thing is how could he do if he's already... if he's already... Because he would have already been, dead.
Yeah.
I'm not sure. Because if he's already dead, how could he destroy the house? Or is what... Of course, whoever says that three teenage wizards know everything about what goes on. It could be just because this... Maybe you don't have to use as strong of a killing curse to kill... to kill a spider, because the only other killing curse we've seen is outside,
open
space, so it couldn't blow anything up.
Yeah,
if it missed, it probably blew up a grave, but I'm not sure. Expect another podcast sometime later this week. We'll try and get one, but thanks for joining us, Leona.
Thank you.
Giving your thoughts about McGonagall. See you next time.
Belong. And now that I've left those struggles, I realize I don't wanna leave them, but I don't.